Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Much talk in the area has revolved around the closure of school buildings in the central portion of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. Schools in the south and eastern areas of the district have remained open for students who wish to choose that option. The district updated families on their symptom-free protocol in a Wednesday release. While central area students, with some exceptions, remain at home until at least September 8th, families in the rest of the district should know when it is acceptable to actually send students to school. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Symptom-Free Schools Protocol aims to provide a learning environment that is as free of illness as possible, so students and staff of all health levels can participate in school without fear. By extension, this will also promote the safety, health, and welfare of local communities. This applies to students, staff, parents and guardians, volunteers, and any school visitors. The protocol calls for staying home from school if you have active vomiting or diarrhea, you have fever, chills, generalized body aches, and that fever threshold needs to be at 100 degrees Fahrenheit or higher without use of fever-reducing medication. If you have any other COVID-19 symptoms like fever, cough, shortness of breath, chills, muscle pain, runny or stuffy nose, headache, or a new loss of taste or smell, you're taking the first 24 hours of antibiotic treatment, you have undiagnosed new and untreated rash or skin conditions, or if you've traveled outside Alaska or returned in the last 14 days and have not yet completed the state-required quarantine or testing protocol. The protocol also discusses when it's acceptable to return to school. And that's if you've been tested and are diagnosed with COVID-19. You may return to school no sooner than 10 days after the onset of symptoms or the date you took the test that returned positive, whichever is earlier, and you have been symptom-free for 24 hours without medication. Also, if you have COVID-19-like symptoms but choose not to be tested, you can return to school no sooner than 10 days after the onset of symptoms and must be fever-free for 24 hours without taking any medicine to reduce the fever. If you have COVID-19-like symptoms, are tested, and receive a negative result, you may provide the test result and return to school 24 hours after you have been symptom-free with no medication. Also, if you feel the symptoms were caused by a chronic problem like allergies, please consult your school nurse. Your doctor may be able to provide an order with an alternate diagnosis. However, your child will still need to be symptom-free before returning to school. We've got more details on the symptom-free school protocol at RadioKenai.com, and as always, you're advised to contact your school nurse with any questions. In a continued meeting inside the Anchorage Assembly meeting chambers on Wednesday, members went back and forth over a proposal regarding conversion therapy that eventually passed. The controversial proposal that would ban efforts to change a minor's gender identity or sexual orientation through therapy was the first and only item addressed on Wednesday. Following about an hour of public testimony, and after dismissing several of the dozen amendments proposed for the ordinance, member Jamie Allard moved to postpone a vote until a regular meeting for mid-September. Other members, however, took issue with the intentional delay of a proposal that's been under consideration since June, and her motion failed. In the end, the ordinance passed 9-2, with all members except Kennedy and Allard voting in favor. A subsequent motion to reconsider the ordinance failed. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.